As I've mentioned many times, the Ksava Kabbalah focuses a lot on the technical, a lot of the technical details of the Karbanos. This year has always tried to focus on those aspects of the Parsha that are inspiring, uplifting ideas. So we're going to run to the end of the Parsha, the very, very end of the Parsha. So you may be aware of the fact that the Parsha speaks a lot about the laws of Kashrus. The laws of Kashrus. We all have grown up with the laws of Kashrus. We understand the laws of Kashrus. We take the laws of Kashrus for granted. The Torah says some interesting things at the very end of the Parsha. So at the very end, I'm on page 318 and 319, the Torah is talking about eating from Nevela. You become Tamei from eating Nevela. If you eat a Sheretz, in Pasuk Mem Aleph, bottom of 318, you eat a bug, so that's disgusting. Any animal that slides on its stomach. Then the Torah starts getting a little bit philosophical, and that's don't defile your souls. You shall not become tamei with them. You shall not, don't become tamei. Vinitmesimbam. The Torah keeps on using this language of you will become tamei by eating these tray foods. Now, technically speaking, if you eat pig, you don't become tamei. What's going on over here? What does it mean? Al tishaktsu, you're contaminating your soul. B'chal asheretz. Velocitamo. And then again, in the next pasuk, that's going to be the major portion of today's shir, this morning's shir. Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem v'hiskadishtem v'hiisem kedoshim. You shall sanctify yourselves and be holy. Ki kadosh ani v'lo sitamu es nafshoseichem b'chal asheret haroim misal aretz. Don't contaminate your soul by eating bugs. So what is this contamination? So the Ksava Kabbalah has a few beautiful ideas when he shares this, which I think are very, very important and give us real direction, spiritual direction in life. That's the main goal here. So first, his first pshat, he calls out exactly what I'm pointing out. Velosi tama ubahem, you shall not become tama. Kol tumas smucha lebeis, right. Usually we would say, losi tamu lahem, you should not become defiled by them. What does it mean? Velositamu bahem. So he says, "Kol tomas smuchal abeis eino tomas aguf hamitaheres betvila." He's not talking about an actual physical tuma that when you go to the mikvah you can get rid of. Ela tomas haneshama v'haruach. So he points out up. He dictuk sitamu bahem, lo sitamu bahem. Whenever it has a beis instead of a lamed, it's not referring to a tumah that you could actually recover from. This is talking about the defilement of the spirit. Elo tumas haneshama v'haruach. Umizeh be'elu nitmu agayim v'nitmeisim bam v'lo yuchal l'tama b'ach chutz me'a she'atitzei menu, etc. That's elsewhere. He uses the same language. V'chol tumah smucha l'lamid, however, a tumah that would be lo titamu lahem could go on L'chol tumaso asher yitma lo livno levito. That's he tumas aguf. Kemavur b'pasuk lo yitame baal ba'amav lehechalo. He quotes that from a Reish Lamichin. That's Reb Leib Shapira. So again, he's just introducing us here to this idea that eating treif. There's this conception. Aside from you, if you eat nevela, you actually get real tumah. You have to go to the mikvah. If you eat a sheretz. If it's a dead bug, yeah. If you come in contact with a dead bug, then you have to go to a mikvah. But in general, in addition to that aspect of tumah, in addition to that aspect, there's also this idea, eating any tray food, that somehow you contaminate yourself. And in general, we believe that sin there's two things. There's the X. You know, you did something wrong, so you may have a punishment. You have to pay back the money, whatever it might be. But there's also this idea, and again, particularly when it comes to eating machalos asuros, there's this idea that when you bring into your food, into your body, food that is not kosher, when you bring into your body food that's not kosher, it's not just the X that you do. It's not just that, okay, God said don't do it and you did it, but there's something that gets defiled about a person, and it lowers you. It lowers you spiritually, especially when you introduce something into your body. Literally, it permeates your body. It's not just an action that you did outside your body, but when you ingest something that the Torah says not to ingest, it's not just the X. It's not just you did something wrong. It's not just you got to pay, you got lashes. It's not just the lashes or the paying back the money. Or there's also a spiritual defilement that happens, and we have to be sensitive to this. And I'd like to continue this theme, especially when he talks about the next really, really beautiful piece. The next beautiful piece. Look what he says, and this is very fundamental. So what's the next pasuk again? Page 319. Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. Vehiskadishtem vehiyisem kedoshim. You shall sanctify yourself, and you shall be, when you sanctify yourself, then you become sanctified. So it's a very strange pasuk. Vehiskadishtem vehiyisem kedoshim. You shall sanctify yourself, and therefore you'll be. What is he talking about? So the Gemara has a very interesting take on this pasuk, so let's take a look. Amru Chazal Masechta Brachos Daf Nun Gimel V'hiskadishtem Elu Mayim Rishonim, that the Pasuk V'hiskadishtem is a reference to washing before you eat bread. V'hiskadishtem V'yisim Kedoshim is a reference to the fact that you're supposed to wash before you eat bread. V'liyostem Mikrozen Emer Acher Yisurim Acholos. So first the Ksavak Bol says, what gives the Gemara the right to say that this is talk? Where is the Torah talking anything about washing before eating bread? So his first point is, well, we just finished talking about food. Those things that you're not allowed to eat, those things that you are allowed to eat, which animals are okay, which animals are not okay. The whole last 100 psukim in the parsha are talking about food. And what you're not allowed to eat, darshu le'inyan kedusha v'tara toli b'seuda. So first he says, well, there's a loose connection that, well, once we're talking about things you're allowed to eat, so that gave the rabbis the hint that this v'hiskadishim is referring to washing your hands before you eat. But then he, v'av she'en zed rosha gemura ki emasmachta, even though we know that washing your hands before eating bread is not a din d'oraisa, v'hiskadishim sounds like, oh, v'hiskadishim elamayim rishon. It's a din d'oraisa. No, no. It's not a dindor rice, it's just an asmachta. It's just a hint to it. It doesn't really mean it's real. It's just a dindor rabbanon. If you would eat bread without washing your hands first, you wouldn't violate an issa dor rice. It's an issa dor rabbanon. Mikol makom, roi losis alev al klolam inyan etil sedayim beloshim kedusha. Says the Ksavak, well, it should give us pause. It should give us pause to think that this pasuk, v'hiskadishtem, sanctify yourself. In what way is washing your hands before eating bread sanctifying yourself? Well, what's the sanctity involved? What does it mean? V'hine gam richitzas yodaim raglaim shel kohanim in akior kira'u razal. Razal is like chazal. Chachamein is rabbo. Same zechon l'bracha. Same idea. Even when it comes to the kohanim washing their hands from the kior, from the wash basin in Beis Hamikdash, before they would do their service, the Torah refers to that washing not as richitza but as lahiskadesh. B'shem kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Ki harechitza menachir hanema reish parshas kisisa v'rachatzu aharon v'navim menu es yadayim v'raglayim targum unklos v'yonos and benuziel v'yikdushun yas yadehen. So where the Torah refers to rechitza, the targum unklos and yonos and benuziel refers to it as sanctifying. What's the sanctity? What's the kiddusha involved in washing your hands and feet before you go do avodah? What's the sanctity? Oh, so listen to what he says, very beautifully. V'tam tir gumam, and I'm giving you, says the Ksavah Kabbalah, let me tell you the reason why over there when it comes to a Kohen washing his hands and feet before he does the Avodah. And also over here, why washing your hands before eating bread is referred to as sanctifying the hands. What's the sanctity involved? Where's the Kedusha? I take some water, I throw it on my hands, Shkayach, what did I do? What did I accomplish? Where's the sanctity? So look what he says so beautifully, which I think is
I think it's intuitive. I think we understood this intuitively, but I think he spells it out in a beautiful way, and I think it could really be transformation in terms of our attitude towards washing our hands before we eat, our attitude towards eating in general, as he's going to speak about in a minute, our attitude towards washing our hands every single morning when we wake up in the morning and we're half dead and we throw, you know, a few quickly, three on this hand, three on one, back forth. I can only speak for myself, but I'm complete zombie, and you know, I'm not thinking about the Ksava Kabbalah. I hope that since I started learning it, I'm going to be thinking about it a little bit more. But what's the idea of preparing for the entire day? Preparing for the day, preparing for your meal, preparing for. Let's see what he says. Oh. The time to Gemara Ramban Sham. So you got to look at the Ramban over there, the beginning of Parshas Kisisa. I should have looked at it, didn't have the time. Lefi. Sherechitza zu derech kavod shel mala. Kikol hakarev lo shulchan malachim. Just like a kohen who's going into the house of the king, lisharso to serve him. Veliga, I didn't know what this meant here, but veliga bepas. This is a misprint. I should look it up. Hamelach, I think it's a veliga bepas hamelach v'yein mishtov. Right, the kohen's going to involve himself with the lechem aponim and the wine libations on the mizbeach. Rochets yadav tchila. Because your hands tend to get dirty. Hine. Kemo shenikra harachitza menakior b'shem kiddush liyosa derech kavod shel mala. Just like the Ramban over there in Kisisa says that when a Kohen washes his hands from the kior, it's derech kavod shel mala. It's because it's not appropriate for a servant to walk into serving the king in the Beis HaMikdash, the holiest avoda that we have, the holiest place on earth. So the Kohen has to do an action that shows that this action, these services that I'm about to perform are elevated, they're sanctified, they're holy, they're special. And I need to do something to show. I can't just walk in off the street with my dirty hands. I have to do something to show that I recognize the seriousness and the sanctified nature of. So the Ksav HaKabbalah is teaching us, just like the Ramban says, yeah, that's a little bit more intuitive. Okay, that's a holy place. So you got to wash your hands off before you go into a holy place. However, says the Ksav HaKabbalah, it's the same thing every time a Jew sits down to eat his meal. And it's the same thing every time a person wakes up in the morning and he prepares for his day. We should all feel like we're Kohanim. And when we sit down to eat, we should all feel about the sanctity of the act that we're about to do. Sanctity? I'm eating a hamburger. What's sanctified about eating a hamburger? Look what he says. Kacha ro'u chazal likro es rechitzas hayadayim la'achila gamkein b'shem kedusha. That's why the Torah uses the word v'hiskadishtem elu mayim rishonim. When we come to sit down to eat our regular meal, that's also called kedusha. What's the kedusha? Lios ha'adam miskarev l'shulchan lechol bepas. I don't know what that Beis Gimel is there again. What?
In the Mishnah Berurah, it talks about when you split mitzvah and
vayelach. Bag means the house?
Bag ha'melech pat vayelach.
What's the bag ha'melech? The house. I don't know. Bepas, bag, maybe means the house. Malko shel olam lechol bepas bag malko shel olam. So it's the way of honor for Hashem that we should feel like when we're sitting and eating the bread, that it's like we have this idea, Shulchan is Doma L'Mizbeach. Shulchan Doma L'Mizbeach. That when we sit down and eat food, we should feel like our table, our Shabbos table, our table in general, is Doma L'Mizbeach. It's Doma L'Mizbeach. So he says, "V'shem kedusha in yano his alos v'his roimimus kimo nikdash pitzdaka v'alkel akadosh nikdash pitzdaka." So kedusha means elevation. So he says that when a person sits down to eat bread, he washes his hands first, because that washing your hands is supposed to elevate and sanctify you and prepare you for that act that you are about to address. Shehu nirdaf im vayigba. It's connected, it's a synonym to the word vayigda. Vayigba. Mitzuraf lezeh, so the Ksava Kabbalah says, included in this idea is, ki anshei malam miskadshim atzman b'achila atzman. Holy people, men of character, anshei malam, men who understand what's really going on this earth, so not only do they sanctify themselves by washing their hands before eating bread, but the very act of eating food themselves, men of substance, men of Madrega understand that they sanctify themselves even while they're eating the food. There's a way you eat the food. There's the choices you make when you eat the food, what food you eat. Men of character, men of Madrega, men who are holy people, they take the whole act of eating food as Shulchan Domo L'Mizbeach. And the way they eat in a certain way, dignified way, benachas. You don't rush to stuff the food down your face. And look what he says. Ki enen alahem la'arvus gashmiyusam ulamale tavasam. Even the eating itself, men of substance, men of character, they don't eat because of their taivas. They eat because they know that in order to stay alive, you have to eat. To be healthy, you have to eat. And that decides what foods you decide to eat. That tells you whether do you eat healthy foods or do you eat garbage. Are you eating because you're just filling up your taivas? Or do you view even the act of eating as a sanctified act, which requires washing your hands before, and viskadishtem elumayim rishonim, Gemara Brachos Nun Gimel, viskadishtem elumayim rishonim. What's the kedusha? The kedusha is that you understand that the act that you're about to do by eating food is not just stam an act, it's an act of service of the Rabbanu Shalom.
Aval yechavnu ba lepu'ula sichlis. Eating, you hear this? Eating is a pu'ula sichlis. It's a spiritual act. It's not just a physical act to be mamalatav. It's a pu'ula sichlis. L'kiyum ha'ish v'hamin levad kifi mitzvahs boro. Because Hashem commanded us that we should be healthy to be able to serve Him. If you're going to be healthy to be able to serve Him, this is part of kimamaram. Like the rabbis teach us, kadesh atzmecha b'mutar lach. And this is going to be a theme of the Ksava Kabbalah more than once. This Friday morning. Kadesh atzmecha b'mutalach, right? Look at the famous Ramban on Kedoshim Tiyu. He says a person's not supposed to, you could follow all the letters of the law. I made brachos. Yeah, I stuffed myself with a 7-course meal by the chasna. I first had the shmorg. I stuffed myself by the shmorg, and then I had the main course, and then I had the Vietnamese table, and then I had everything, the whole... But I made brachas. I made brachas. I didn't violate any laws. Says the Ramban, no. Eat like a pig. Eat like a glutton. You did violate. You violated the mitzvah of the Torah of Kedoshim Tiyu. Kedoshim Tiyu. You're not supposed to eat like a chazer. You're not supposed to just fill yourself up and, yeah, I need this, that. You're not supposed to do that. Kadesh. Oh, exactly. You'll be a noble Mishas HaTorah. Excellent. That's what I was referring to. Kadesh atzmecha b'mutalach. We have this idea. Kadesh atzmecha b'mutalach. That's the sanctity. Eating for a person of Madrega is supposed to be something of sanctity. It's supposed to elevate you. Yeah, God wants you to be alive so you could serve Him. That's the point of life. What's the point of being alive? The point of being alive is not just to make a lot of money. The point of being alive is to serve the Rabbanu Shalom. That's the point. And to pass on the traditions of Yiddishkeit to our kids. In order to be able to pass on Yiddishkeit, you got to be alive. You got to be healthy. If you eat like a pig, you're not going to be healthy. Kadesh atzmecha b'mutalach. Sanctify yourself, even in that which is permissible to you. Even though you made brachos, but you still keep it like a pig, even if you ate made brachos. Shehu b'chla mitzvah say kadoshim to you. Oh, baruch shem kivanti. I forgot about that. Shamachuvin bo lios kadosh uparush milashatev shum arevus v'hanah b'pulas gashmius u'kamosha kasavti shum. Oh, that's coming attractions. We'll have to see what he says by Kedoshim Tiyu. Like I wrote in my commentary over there, he says. So apparently he says, similar to the Ramban, that Kedoshim Tiyu is supposed to be, Vihine, Kemoshim is kachim atzma b'achila atzma, just like men of integrity, men of dignity, men of substance, men of holy composition. They understand that even in what you eat, you're supposed to sanctify yourself in terms of how much you eat and what you eat and how you eat. It's just like to do that. In a similar way, washing your hands before you eat bread is supposed to elevate and sanctify the act of eating. It's supposed to focus you and realize that this is just like the Kohen washes before going to Avodah Beis HaMikdash. When we come to eat bread and a shulchan doimel mizbeach, our own tables are supposed to be similar to mizbeach. So that's why in the end of Parsha Shmini it says v'hiskadishtem v'yisim kadoshim, and the Gemara in Brachos and Gimel says v'hiskadishtem elu mayim rishonim. That washing before bread is derech kavod, kavod shel melech. It's the kavod of the king, and that's supposed to ingrain in us that the act that we're about to do is supposed to be a sanctified act. Now again, it's only by bread. It's a little bit strange, right? You would think it should be anything you eat, right? According to this. But that's the way it says. It's Kaddish Mishim Kedoshim. Oh, he's going to continue. Uvezeh navo gam ken l'chlal das l'kriyas inyan rechitzas hayadayim l'seuda b'shem netila. Oh, he says, and I want to explain something else. Why is it called netilas yadayim and not rechitzas yadayim? What's netila? The word no tail means to take, to lift, to elevate, to sanctify. That's what he's going to say. Ah. Kimurgo b'divrei razal. Chutz, there's one place where it doesn't say this. Sof prakam de'irvin. Amru b'shayara p'turin merechintzis yadayim. V'gam nusach habracha. Al netilas yadayim. It should be al rechintzis yadayim. Was happens to Tila Sidayim? Shitzarach beer. Ki Masha Kosav Shu Alshem Akli, Shenikra Natla, Ashit Belashin Talmud, Kamash Kosav Arash, Arach, Hu Docha Gadol. He says, this pshat of the Rosh and Arach to say, oh, you know why we call it Tila Sidayim? Because the washing cup is called a Natlan. It's called a Natlan, because you have to pick up the cup. He says, that's Dochek. Ki lo yitachin lomar, Shalshem Sharachitza Tzricha Kli. Doesn't make sense to say that, oh, because rechitza happens to need a kli, so instead of calling it by its real thing, it calls it by the secondary thing, by the thing you need to use to do the washing. According to what it says in the Gemara Brachos, that anyone on the first daf of Ketzin Mavarch, that anyone who gets benefit from this world without making a bracha, it's as if you're stealing from Hashem. If you eat a food without making a bracha, you're stealing. Shneemar LaHashem Haaretz Mlo'o K'siv Haaretz Asan Levnei Adam Kan Kodem Bracha Kan La'achar Bracha. Famous Gemara Vramu B'Yushami. It says in Yerushalmi, if you eat and you made a bracha before you eat, so then you ate what's yours. When they would bring the food in front of you, they would say, L'Hashem Aretzim Lo'a. That was the form of bracha they did in times of the Gemara. When they removed the shulchan, where they would say the pasuk, V'Aretz Hasan Levnei Adam. Ramu Chazal Natilas Yadayim Mishum Srach Truma Tiknu Dikamosh Ayu Akohanim Srichem Taras Yadayim Lachilas Truma Vakodesh. Just like the Kohanim needed to wash their hands before eating Truma, Kain Hitzrichu Taras Yadayim Lachilas Chulin. So too, every person similarly has to wash his hands even before eating non-Truma. Shehu Kodem Abracha Gamkin Kachay Shamayim. Because for every single person, before you make a bracha, that food is like Hektish. It's like Truma. It's like the coins, Truma. Va'asa lechol kachi shemayim biyadayim misu avos, dirty, meaning spiritually dirty. It's usher to eat kachi shemayim with dirty hands. Ubefracha achilahi lefi hakavana ruya lo la'arvos hachomri kim l'tachlis hayosim mishamish avodas kachi yotra shalakavana zo achila kreis se'es aymash kosa b'miket b'vayisa masas. So therefore, look at the bolded part in Cain. Al yedei rechitzas yadayim b'mayim Huchshiru liga ba'ochlin chain kachay shamayim. We are supposed to view our food as kachay shamayim. Mashalo hayiruyim aleim kodem rechitzasim. Because we say, just like before you make a bracha, the food belongs to Hashem. It's God's food. It's holy. It's hektish. So that's another reason why we wash our hands before eating the food, because we have to view it as hektish. As it's the way of training ourselves that this food is kadosh. It's kedusha. It's hektish. It's there to help us serve the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It gives us the strength.
V'harichitza goreb. So that's why it's called netilas yadayim, because we're lifting and elevating and sanctifying our hands before we eat. V'harichitza goreb es yadayim malav aromamus lehonas ayadayim melechem gavoa. It's Hashem's food. Hine lehis romamusam ulehis nasam imadregas pchisusam lemadrega gavoa kazu. We're elevating our hands from hands of gneva. We're elevating our hands from hands that are involved in gneva and stealing from God to hands that are involved in elevating and in participating in this holy act of taking Hashem's food and making a bracha on it and making it yours. Tiknu nusach habracha al netilas yadayim. Kloma lerome mes hayadayim. To elevate the hands. Ulanaseim. Ure menaseim ad olam. Mipchisus erkam. From a lowly act. Right, you're taking your hands, which a moment before might have been typing at a computer, and now you've got to take those same hands, which just were doing menial acts of this world, and now they're engaging in kachim, and in Hashem's food, in the food that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, kachi shamayim, karbanos, shulchan daimel mizbeach. Kinotal inyano, kinotal, the word notal inyano, Hisnasus the Histroimus Mala. Kimo Ene Lishmaya Natalis Pasik and Daniel. I'm sure you all knew that Pasik and Daniel. Vichenu Belushan Ivri. Iam Kadok Yitol. Right. Daniel's in Aramaic, but it's also in Hebrew that way. Shapirish Yitol Hanisa Vololamala. Vichen Vainatlain Vainasem Ada Olam. Uva Dover Zayuspor. Oh, listen to this, gentlemen. He takes it one step further. So far, we're discussing washing your hands before eating and netilas yadayim. Oh, but says the Ksava Kabbalah. So now, what I'm trying to do here is we got to rethink the way we wash our hands. We got to rethink what we're doing when we wash our hands, when you do netilas yadayim. But now, he also takes it one step further. It's also, what's your attitude towards washing your hands every morning when you wake up in the morning? When you wake up in the morning and you're half dead and you're groggy and you're throwing water one hand, boom, 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 boom. He says we have to realize what are we doing there. Look what he says. Oh, beautiful! Ooh, right. So frekder akasha. Hey, I understand now. You explained to me why netilas yadayim before food is called netilas yadayim, but why is netilas yadayim in the morning? You're not eating, so why is that called netilas yadayim in the morning? Why is it called netilas yadayim? Oh, beautiful. If you look in the commentary of the Rush, he's bothered by this kasha. Why is it called Tzilas Yadayim? Kosav, after loibin and kliyos. It's a kasha. He, the Rush, explained the reason why Tzilas Yadayim goes in the kli, but he holds that for ruach ra, or which way it goes, he holds you don't need a kli, but the evidence you're yotze washing hands without a kli. Loibin and kli. They call makam lo shanu habracha. He says, yeah, well, they didn't change the text of the bracha. Amnam, according to my pshat, he says even better. Amnam anu mafarshim loshan atilazu gamkein inin hisnasas esroimus ki kol birchas hashachar kigon hanosin lasech vivina shelo yasani goy shelo yasani oved shelo yasani the whole thing v'chol hashar shall say their olam v'hisnagus of heim al kavanozu. It's all for the same reason. V'gam aleim shayech ma'amorim v'chol anenim yom azeh below bracha kilu anenim yikashi shamayim. He says all Birchas HaShachar is the same idea, that before you take steps on this earth, before you stride on this earth, which you're serving God, every step that you take, you have an opportunity to serve God. Before you take steps on this earth, you got to make brachas first. He says the same idea. Just like you have to make a bracha before eating food, so too you have to make a bracha before anything you do on this earth. Before you, when you first wake up in the morning, right? You're going to put on your clothing, so you're going to get Hana out of your garments. So you gotta make a bracha. Ozei Yisrael b'gvura. Before you do whatever you do, you take a step on the earth. Roka haaretz al amayim. You gotta, everything that you do, the whole idea of Birkas HaShachar is sanctifying this earth. It's Hashem's world. I now want to get pleasure and take and do service in Hashem's world. I gotta make a bracha first. So he says, washing your hands is the same thing in the morning. It's the same idea. It's the same idea, washing your hands, beautiful. That's why it's called Netilas Yadayim. You're elevating your hands to do Hashem's work during the day. K'mo shekasav Atur, k'mo shekasav Rashba b'tshuva. V'zeh l'shonam. Tzarech baboker litol yadav b'kli l'fi she'b'shachar anunasim beria chadasha. The famous words of the Rashba, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. You become, why do you wash your hands in the morning? It's machlokas, right? The Rosh and the Rashba machlokas. One of them says because during the night your hands got dirty, so you shouldn't, can't daven that way, you can't say psukim. Other one says no. It's because in the morning you become a beria chadash. Hashem created you anew every morning. New, so what? So he created you anew every morning, so why do you got to wash your hands? Dechsiv chadashim labakarim rabba munasecha. In the morning, la boker, you created me anew. Great is your trust in me. Rabba munasecha. I would say, modani ufanecha melechai v'cheyam. Shechazai tabin shemasim b'chem. Rabba munasecha. Rabba munasecha. What does that have to do with modani? How great is your trust in me that you created me another day. You woke me up and you thought I have a purpose to accomplish today. Thank you for your trust in me. Rabba emunasecha. You woke me up. Why did you wake me up this morning? You could have kept me dead this morning. Rahman al-Islam, we saw Nebuch this week in the neighborhood. Crazy, crazy. Right? You have to appreciate every morning that you woke up. He decided to wake me up this morning. He has a job for me to do. If he decided to wake me up this morning, he has a job for me to do. And when there's no more job for you to do, you don't wake up. It's not. Chadashim labakarim, rabba munasecha. Tzrichim anu lahodos lo yusparach al shibur. So why do you wash your hands in the morning? You become a beria chadasha. You created me anew today. Tzrichim anu lahodos lo yusparach al shibur anu lechvodo. Ulesharso. Ulevarech bishmo. Al davar ze tiknu b'shachar kol osin brachos shen mevarech b'chol boker b'boker ulefikach anu tzrichim leskadesh b'kdushaso v'lito yodeinu min akli kikoyim shemekadesh yodim min akir kodim avodoso ad kam l'shoinoi. Says the Rashba, that's mamish why we wash our hands in the morning, just like the Kohen would wash before doing the service in Beis HaMikdash. So we're supposed to view our service every day as service in Beis HaMikdash. So when you wash your hands in the morning, you should think, I'm the Kohen in Beis HaMikdash, like the Kohen from the Kiyar. So says the Rashba and the Tshuva, and the Ksav HaKabbalah is quoting it. And that's why this Kaddish of Yisem Kedoshim, Ilumayim Mishonim. Then he quotes from the Zohar. The Ksav HaKabbalah, when he says Mechil to the Rashbi, he means the Zohar. That's Mechil to the Rashbi. V'isa b'mechil to the Rashbi. Again, I don't know all the Aramaic here, but we can get the idea. Isa v'mechilta de Rashbi. De yodui de barnosh, the hands of a human being, zu'ama de misavu ishtarbu, ad not alahum. You have spiritual defilement on your hands until you wash them. V'chad not alahum, kedain iskadish, v'ikre kiddush. Adis aver zuama me'al yodui lo yivarech. Until you get the zuama off your hands, you can't make the bracha. Ukimna, to begin kach, because of this, ad lo yiskadish barnosh yodui bitsafra, ikru tame. Before you wash your hands in the morning, your hands are called tame. Kevan de iskadish ikre tahar. And once you sanctify them by washing them, they're called tahar. I think we did a pretty good job so far. Vikuchibrichu. Ba'o l'zakalahon l'Yisrael l'mehevi kadishin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us this chus to be holy. Dichsiv v'zarakti aleicha mayim tohorim u'taharteh. Inyan ruach ro hashor ala yadayim shachris yesh bo rayon nizgav maskim imitzias tivi ve'in kan makom l'dara v'ladara b'zeh. I don't have time, he says, talk about that. It's the Ksav HaKabbalah injecting that. Hinei. Ksav HaKabbalah says on the Zohar, Ayidei rechitzas yodayim b'shachris yotzu hayodayim min atuma el atara v'ayin shom. I'm sorry. V'al shem biyosam Ayidei rechitza l'mala roma kazu lios tar lisas shem shamayim al svasav v'levarach b'shmo. Right, we're going to say Hashem's name in tefillah. We're going to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to mamish be like the Kohanim in Beis HaMikdash. We're going to elevate ourselves to these lofty Madrigas. So you gotta wash your hands first. You gotta be mekadesh your hands first. Shaper tiknu anusach al netilas yadayim. Elevate. It's not just about food. Yeah, food is one way. You got to elevate yourself before you eat Hashem's holy food, but you got to elevate yourself before you say the holy words of davening to sanctify HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rosh Lomar. Romamus hayadayim his nase usam lemalo rama v'yish smach lezem ha-shizri chach meho emes. Oh, some people, by the Hasidim they do this. By the Hasidim they do this, right? When you wash your hands, you lift your hands up. You see people do that sometimes, they lift their hands up. So he says, Chachmei HaEmes. V'yishmach lezem imashe yitzrich, the Kabbalists. That's the Chachmei HaEmes. Oh, so you're right. They say, Su'i Yudeichem Kodesh. Exactly. Su'u Yudeichem Kodesh. Mamish, exactly the words that we're saying. Oh. V'yishmach lezem imashe yitzrichu Chachmei HaEmes. Hagbos ha'yidayim lamala bein b'netilas yidayim d'shachris bein b'netilas yidayim d'suda. Wow. I mean, I'm not with them in their bedrooms when they're doing the netilas yidayim d'shachris. Apparently, they do it then also. V'hula rameis, this is to hint, b'hagbo ha'gashmis, by physically lifting your hands up when you wash your hands, they're trying to hint to the idea that by physically lifting up your hands, you're trying to lift yourself up, netilas yadayim. V'hula rameis, b'hagbo ha'gashmis, el hisnasos haruchnis, shebahen. By physically lifting up your hands, they're trying to hint and remind ourselves of the hagbo ruchnis. Hine hispar belashin netila atzmo. Hine hispar belashin netila atzmo. Behold, it was explained belashin netila atzmo. Inyan hiskachus dekra. The inyan of sanctifying of the pasuk shehismichu alav inyan netila siyadayim. That the rabbis relied on netila siyadayim v'kavana achas l'shneim. Inyan Romamus Visnasus. Oh. So this was worth waking up for in the morning. This is worth rolling out of bed for. So now, the Tilas Lulav. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you also elevate, you lift it up. Sure, the Tilas Lulav. Maybe that's also lifting you up. Beautiful. I don't know. See what he has to say. Very nice. Yeah, again, the Tila literally means you're taking. I mean, In that case, I understand a little better because at least the mitzvah is to take and lift up. That is the mitzvah itself. But by netilas yadayim, you're not taking your hands anywhere. So I think here he needs to pshat a little more. But I hear. Yeah. Oh. Beautiful. Okay. So again, my goal for myself with this piece of Ksav HaKabbalah is to try to transform the act that we do of netilas yadayim shachris, the act that we do of netilas yadayim for the suda, the whole attitude towards the suda, the whole perspective. I can tell you one story. There's a great holy tzaddik in Yerushalayim. His name is Rav Tzvi Meir Zilberberg. So I was zocheh to spend one Shabbos meal with him, Tzvi Meir Zilberberg. He's a tremendous tzaddik. I wasn't there for the whole meal, but we were there for a little bit. You see the way a tzaddik eats the meal. You see the way a holy person eats his meal. It's seared in my memory. This was 2001, going back 18 years ago. The only summer I didn't go on in CCY Kola, we had this little trip to Eretz Yisrael. A few people here went on this special trip for a weekend. Shemi Klein and a couple of Chaverim over there went on this trip for a Shabbos to Eretz Yisrael. So Chesky Wertman, Simi Joseph was there. A couple of people. I don't know how I got on it, but somehow I got on that trip. So we went Friday night to see this tzaddik of Tzvi Meir Zilberberg. Watch the way a guy eats. You know the way this guy eats. He has a little roll. He has a little roll next to him, and like he takes like one little piece of the roll and puts it in his mouth, and he shares some Torah. Like 5 minutes later, another little piece puts it in his mouth. It's like, literally like eating from the lechem upon him. Like that, the way they said it used to, every Kohen used to get like a tiny little piece. It was like a treasured, holy object. That, I got a little piece of a carved lechem upon him. You can eat from the lechem upon him on the shulchan. That's the way he mamashvud. He had a little roll. And like every like 10 minutes, he would take like a tiny little piece and put it in his mouth. That's a sanctified way. We're not holding by these madrigas of how to eat, but it shows you like the perspective that one's supposed to have. Okay, that was a Lipischer response. Okay. I said every 10 minutes. He probably had it on the clock. It was every
every two minutes and 30 seconds is k'dei achilas pras. Right, that's right. His eyes for k'dei achilas pras. Yeah, I'm sure he had it down there. His eyes k'dei achilas pras.
Sounds like it's a two-step process he's talking about. One is kedusha elevation with the rechitza, and the second one's with the eating.
Exactly.
So maybe the pasuk is kadishtem. Yisem Kedoshim. It's competitive.
Very nice. So maybe the two. Very nice. Ones. Beautiful. So you, exactly. Kedoshim to you, Kadosh Atzmecha b'motolach. First, you have his Kadishtim of Elamayim Rishonim, and the Yisem Kedoshim is then dafkin the food itself. Once you prepare for it in a sanctified way, that'll put you in the right mindset that even when you're eating it, you should do it in a sanctified, beautiful, sanctified way itself. Okay. We'll stop here. There's a lot more to do. You can do the rest for homework, but hopefully we should view this as an opportunity to elevate our eating, that it shouldn't just be an animalistic act. Eating is not just like an animal. It's to elevate yourself. It's to eat so that you're healthy, so that you can do HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. I like to say a lot of times, I'm very into I'm very into healthy eating. Very, very into healthy eating. And I sometimes say I'm joking around with it, but I don't really mean it as a joke. I'm only half joking. That the reason, one of the main reasons why I'm into healthy eating is that I want that for the Ribbono Shel to keep me healthy, it shouldn't have to be a nes nigla. It should just be a nes nister. That's the way I try to categorize. I mean, Rav Chaim Ilson, one of the big Talmidei Rav Soloveitchik, he's hyper about this. He's crazy about it. He says that, you know, the way we eat. I mean, my cardiologist told me this week also, you are what you eat. You are what you eat. That's what they say. So we have to, again, I'm not saying a person should be as crazy as me, like Mamish, to never have any cake, never have any ice cream, never eat any of that. Never. Like once every 6 months, I'll allow myself to. That you have to be that crazy. But at least to have the perspective that we have to realize that this is a holy act. And we're not eating for the sake of fulfilling our taivas. We're eating to be healthy. Now, once you have that attitude about eating, it changes the whole ballgame. It changes what you eat. And you can train yourself. People think like you're a slave. No, I have to. I go to the shmorg. I have to. I never want to, you know, either I only eat at the shmorg and not the meal, or I only eat at the meal and not the... Why do you got to have two meals? Every other night you only have one dinner is enough. One dinner is enough every other night of the week. But after you go to a chasna, you have to have three. Who wrote that rule? Because you go and your eyes, right? The eyes take the lave, and well, everyone else is doing it, so it must be. It's crazy. The way we have our weddings is out of control. It's totally crazy. Anyway, we should be zochah to have lifetimes filled with kedusha. Hashem Baruch Hu bless us. We should be zochah to once again have that service in the Beis Hamikdash. May they come here. Amen. 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 Rabbi Chaim, the noy chafetz aman sidko. Yagdil tzarav yadir. Yizadav yizadav. May Rabbo. Amen. Yom Adirav yizay. Yom Adirav yizay. Chai chon yom chon chai chol beis Yisrael. Ba'alav is ba'karim yiberu. Amen.
Keep coming with new cups. They come back, but he takes a tiny little sip every. However, they take it away.
It's not about the gashmis. No, that's no. Why. He's totally.
Yeah. So
he's otherworldly.
Yes.
He's otherworldly. Yeah. Great Shabbos. Thank you. Gedalia Yehuda. Three names, don't tell me. Is a matzah siyahu in there? I know. Amichai something matzah siyahu. You're not allowed to tell me. I was going to think about it. Amichai eitan matzah siyahu. Oh, you davened yesterday, didn't you? You're the best. You're the best. Amichai, when are you going to daven for the yomah? Oh, Willie's here. Willie can daven.
He came early today.
Okay. You know what, Joe? I'm going to have Willie daven today. All right. Joe, you do it all the time. Willie's here. We're going to let Willie daven. Remind me at Ashrei. Come to me before Ashrei. If it's in this room, 9 out of 10 times people will find it. So, what does it look like? What?
It's like blue.
Blue. What is it? What does it have on it?
It's my name.
What? It just says Eliezer.
Eliezer Vintner.
Eliezer Vintner. It says that.
Yes.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kedushanu Shavu Tzivanu Lehis Atef Batzitzis. My Kof Hayt Bechol Hilm Bnei Adam Tzeh Matafi Son of Yubi Yomidesh Masech Onach Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kedushanu Shavu Tzivanu Lehis Atef Batzitzis. What?
Second
Asher. That's just because by that time everyone will have it. It's going on, so they'll be able to... I'll ask them also my Baruch Shama. Come to me before Baruch... Come to me after my second Kaddish also. Stand next to me by my second Kaddish. Before Baruch Shama, I'll ask also. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kedushanu Shavu Tzivanu Amitzvah Tefillin.